listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk.
Good God Almighty. I know we left you.
We left y'all
without a podcast, a step two, you know what I'm saying? But we back in this
morning. Right. I'm goddamn you know, back.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to thank, we'd like to welcome y'all to the Gin Talk Podcast. It's your boy, Mike J. I got your boy, Trav. Ruby, Drew, and Shell will be with us later on. We got a real special guest with us today from the Can You Blame Me podcast, Mr. Raphael Tommy.
Okay. What's up, fellas?
Welcome back, man.
Yes,
welcome
sir, back. Man.
Appreciate you joining us once
thank
again.
You, thank you. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man. Yeah, man. I'm back again. Back to, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather cut once. Measure twice and cut once, goddamn.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, we get it right.
Yeah, I promise. Hey.
Well, we serve y'all. It's all that. But nah, today we're talking about, is dating exclusively dead in this day and age? Is it, basically, can you stay with one partner and just having a commitment with one person, then, you know, have your eyes wander to other people? But I mean, me personally, I mean, if you really got somebody who's really for you and they show that they're for you, then I feel like, yeah, I mean, hey, y'all got to have an understanding. But nowadays, a lot of people don't have an understanding. People go off of emotions and don't realize what they got themselves into. So,
yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact, yeah. Man. I want to hear y'all perspective first, man. I want to hear what y'all got to say first, man. I want to hear you and Trail.
I feel like it's not dead, but it's got one foot in the grave because, like, how things are now, like, I'm going to say tradition relationship and dating is dead. Like, I think it used to be, I think a lot of time people get caught up well. This how traditional relationship works. That's not going to work nowadays. There's too much technology and a whole lot that's going to interfere. And I think, too, another thing, too, a lot of people realize, shit, I got options. And like Mike, I always tell her, we always talk about, like, shit, and people don't want to lose their roster either. Because, like, damn, like, they be like, I lose, quote, unquote, don't quote me on this. They don't want to lose their hoes.
I mean, just tell like it is. Everybody be saying, do you have hoes? Or, you know, nowadays, it's all who really mess with you and who really fuck with you. I mean, if you got a bunch of girls that understand that, hey, he talks to other dudes, I mean, other girls and shit and all that, but if she talks to other dudes, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand it, but y'all fuck with each other's company, then that's all right. But when feelings get involved, that's when y'all got to have that conversation. And a lot of people get away from that because they don't want their feelings hurt or they don't want to come off as thirsty. And I think a lot of people forgot back in the day, like a few years ago, people forgot that whole, you know, that whole code of not being too thirsty. And nowadays, people are thirsty. They're too thirsty. So that's why they're going around jumping, instead of, you know, just committing to one person. But if you want to go out there in these streets and get your roster up, you know, sometimes you're going to have some people who are going to be the role player. And they're going to step out of their line, and then you're going to have some issues with your roster. And next thing you know, they're blowing up everybody's stuff, and you're looking like a fool. Or you can get caught up where you're fucking with two girls who bring you the same emotion, and you starting to dig both of them. Now you feeling all fucked up because you got to make a decision.
Yeah, you put in a predicament.
Well, I can dig that. I can dig that. Shit, man, y'all ain't saying nothing wrong yet, so man, I came in here to give y'all a hard time, but y'all ain't saying nothing wrong yet, man. Yeah, I like how he put it. It's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It ain't dead, but it definitely on ICU. You know what I mean? So, like we mentioned before, especially being in the area that I stay in, man, it's another. The choices are abundance. You know, you ain't even got to go. Excuse me. You ain't even got to go to like the club or lounge. Like, you ain't even got to go to a popular social gathering to kind of get your eye candy or get your, you know, your rocks off and meet somebody. You can be going to the gas station, the grocery store, to the mail, fucking at the red light, bro. Like, it's so hard, man. Huh?
You're going to run into some regardless. Like, see, that my thing, too. Yeah, yeah. I be saying, too. It's hard, especially as a man, like, As a straight man, I know it's hard. I know it's hard for like straight men to be like, shit, damn, all these women's out there, because you know, well, like you don't like once you get in a relationship with some, that seems like what all the women want you then. Like, goddamn, like shit, was that what y'all want when I was single?
Right, but see, also, man, the second part of my answer is the times have changed, bro. The culture, the society we live in now, that shit. So relationship goals and relationship bay and trying to emulate what they see on social media where, you know, people ain't willing to stick by that one person and ride it out and try to stay committed and go through the you know what I'm saying, the storms and all that good shit. Like, motherfuckers want what they want. They want it now. They want to be happily ever after by tomorrow.
Exactly.
If you ain't doing what you want, what they want you to do, how you want them to do it, where and when, and fuck it, I can get me another nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no nigga. And just like us, you know, just like Gucci used to say, 15 minutes, another one coming. Shit, it might be 10 minutes by now. So, you know, it ain't dead, but it's more scarce.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more scarce.
Like everybody sharing.
Yeah,
everybody sharing.
Like you said,
everybody
too,
for everybody.
Like you said too, man. Everybody think they got options and the grass is green on the other side. But to 9 times out of 10, that shit ain't never better. Goddamn, people fall in love with like shit. They fall in love with that goddamn that 10 or 5% they weren't getting from the person they with. So they think they go out here and shit, my options better. So they gonna get that 10 and 5. You lose out on 85, 95, or even 70. People won't like. I think it's going back to the Bible, that forbidden fruit that draws people. Like shit, I know I'm supposed to be eating that goddamn alpha, the peach and shit, but I gotta get me a bite of it.
Right. I agree, man.
I think everybody feel like the grass is always green on the other side when they with somebody. I mean, sometimes you just can't settle. You got to really go out for what you want, but understand what comes with that territory. Like Trav always said, if you trying to get a 10, but you ain't got the resources to retain a 10, it's going to be hell.
Yeah.
Or you just got to figure out what. Sometimes people be chasing for looks and all that until, you know, they just don't go for the person that really likes them for them. Like,
right.
A girl can have a big old fat ass and a beautiful smile, but she probably treat you like shit. I mean, you can imagine how these bad Instagram models. They bad. But it's probably another man's headache. That man probably stressed out. He's like, man, I wish I could get away from her ass. She ain't no good.
And man, some other girl
gonna treat you like, I'm saying, some girl gonna treat you right.
Man, you ain't lying about that, because I literally, 300 years ago, experienced that shit, man. You know, I promise you I experienced that shit 300 years ago, man. It was a girl that I was talking to at the time, my girl at the time. And, you know, she was like a real pretty looking girl, like pretty. Like, you know, that's my girl. She pretty. But I messed around and came across this other young lady, man, on social media. Like Mike said, Instagram type shit. Fat ass, pretty face, like look good. And she was a freak.
Oh
my God. Man, she ticked all the boxes, bro. And when I tell you all sexual chemistry was through the roof, man, I said, man, now I'm striking up arguments with my girl. I'm finding reasons to leave the house and shit. I'm making up shit, having an attitude for no reason, just because I'm trying to justify what I'm about to do. And you know, So I kind of get to know the shawty a little bit better, and I probably say not even 30 days into the to us kind of like messing around, bro. That grass, it looked pretty, but that motherfucker had all type of hidden ant business. I went back to my grass, man.
See, that's the thing, man.
I went back to my grass, man. I watered the flowers and cut that motherfucker trim the hedges and everything because her grass looked pretty. Yeah, I went back home like a motherfucker, man. So I just said that to kind of like piggyback off the case y'all just made, man. Everything ain't all what it seemed, bro. So, you know, if I had to leave a message to it, I would say the message would be, man, don't take what you have for granted. Because, like y'all say, man, it always can be better, but it definitely always can be worse.
So can
yeah.
Can yeah, be worse. Yeah, man.
It's rare. It's rare you find something better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not to say you don't deserve better as a person, but you got somebody who is down for you and willing to work to a goal y'all trying to accomplish together, but you ready to leave this person over that. It's probably like I said, this 5 or 10 cent or this I'm gonna call this that turf, the artificial turf that you think look good,
right?
But it ain't really what you think it is. So you gonna get over there playing that turf, and get all cut up, all the fake grass and shit. But hey, man, you gotta make good decisions.
And all we needed was a little grass treatment, man.
Yeah, that's all
we needed. A little grass treatment.
Some of the weeds out and all that shit.
I was so busy looking at the window at her yard, man. I ain't focused on my own shit, man. I got damn grass, mix and motherfucking everything in here, man. I said, man, bring your ass back over there.
Yeah, that's a perfect, that's a perfect metaphor. And I think that was a lot of people, like you said, that was a lot of people get caught up in. Like you hit on a great point earlier, like when you said, like, God dang, everybody want it quick and fast. Like we're in this microwave age, like we every time we get online, well, damn, his girl did this for him. Said she sex him like this. Or God, I ain't doing this. Or you see a female get online, well, shit, they going on dates every day. He cashing out on her. She ain't got to pay no bills. Or she doing everything. He doing all this stuff for her. Now they make you want to go and do it. That bring friction in your situation. Now both of you like, damn, now you out there. Now you get got now. So somebody whisper something sweet to your ear, oh, you gone. See, so
right. And that's what I be trying to tell, you know what I mean, when I was out here like that, you know, I should tell the girls I was involved with and at the time, you know, they see, like you said, a little post or see a little romantic little, you know, something somebody posted with a man, he doing this for the woman. He, like you said, he's spending money on her. He's spoiling her, doing all this, you know, elaborate stuff. I'm like, shit, he may be doing it, but how you know his dick may be little than mine. He may have 4 inches. That's why he's doing all this.
Everybody ain't going to show their low life on social media. Everybody going to show the highlight. Y'all know what's going on behind them.
Yeah,
and everybody get caught up with this shit.
Like we said on previous episode, relationship illusions.
Man, bro, and then another thing I noticed too, I was just talking to somebody about this other day, man, even if you do go to the girl who fine and you know what I mean, she, because we all send our representative out when we first meet somebody.
Yeah.
But bro, when I tell you a lot of these Instagram fine ass girls, when I tell you they got the lowest self-esteem and they got so much internal mental illness they going through, nigga, you don't even want that shit, nigga. You don't want to be in the grass, the yard, the house, the side. You don't want no parts of that shit, man, after you get a load of that, bro. So that's another thing we got to look at, too, man. You know, people's mental state.
Yeah.
You don't ever know what people mental. Like, a mental illness is real.
Damn, so real. You don't know what kind of demons.
You in these streets, you meet all different types of women. And every person has a problem or something. He just has a red flag and you just see what they're going to say. Okay. And then as you, like, if you've been single for a long time, you start seeing a whole pattern. You're like, dang, now I see why they be at the street. You basically see, not, how can I say it without sounding like an asshole? You see the imperfections of some of the pretty girls. How they feel like, why she be acting old? Why you see why one, you see a girl like, oh, why you single? And then you see the reason why they single. Or you'll see the reason why they this and that. And it goes both ways. Some girls be like, why you single? And they'll see some sides. I mean, everybody gonna show their highlights. They ain't gonna show their lowlights.
Right.
So you gonna see, you gotta have that conversation. And that's why I said, before you even do like one night stands, you really gotta see who the fuck am I dealing with? Am I dealing with a girl who's gonna Snapchat everything and then post that shit on social media? Or I'll meet a girl who's gonna be cool and understand the situation. A lot of dudes don't do a lot of, how can I say, scouting. Mm-hmm. They just jump right in there.
Yeah, that,
and then they looking right. Like boo fool the fool. You gotta at least get on the phone and conversate and see where her mind at. Cause trust me, there's some motherfucking wackos out here. You got some girls who gonna be talking some this shit on the phone. You meet up them in person. Next thing you know it, they in a bad mood and they won't talk to your ass no more. Some shit like that.
Yeah, ghosting.
Yeah, I call it the thotty pre-screening, man. They need a pre-screening. You got to ask them some very important questions, or just like y'all say, man. You know, if you listen as much as you talk, you're going to get the answers 9 times out of 10 anyway. So I just listen. Yeah. It's been like the first conversation, 30-minute conversation, I'm already knowing what I'm up against. So at this point, I'm deciding whether you're going to be a good long-term friend or just a fling, or it's worth investing my time and money into. So like Mike said, man, we got to do a better job of goddamn, you know what I'm saying, evaluating the situation instead of just diving in we you know what I'm saying, our Peter Wacker. You know?
Yeah, so we'll see that's
ask some crazy ass questions sometimes.
Yeah. Sex chain and everything. That's for men and women. Like we be goddamn like that. Like we be thinking with sex. Like I ain't gonna say not necessarily with women, cause us like 9 times out of 10 when a dude when dudes go, oh, damn, we see the gun we see these women, especially like these fine ass women. First thing gonna pop in our mind is sex. Like, as far as women go, they might see something else. They might see what they missing at home. Like, oh, he done sweet talked and got it that way. Mm-hmm. But most time with us, it be all about sex. Shit, that's what we got to control that urge. Yeah.
And some girls don't understand post nut clarity either. So they don't understand that. And when they understand that men have post nut clarity, that means if I bust my nut and I don't like you, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the hard
truth. Post-nut clarity. What?
Yeah, so he basically he's saying like,
once you bust that nut,
if he still like you, oh man, he digging you for real. But he fuck.
You're right.
And some girls don't understand that. It's like some girls think that after you bust the nut, you still like them the same way, and that's not the case.
No, hell no.
I think like, some women don't understand that. And I just say that to say that. But
you're absolutely right. You absolutely right, man. You got a good ass point with that, man. Sometimes, like after you bust that nut, you like, all right, it's getting late. I think I better head out.
That shit go wrong for women.
Man, like, don't.
Do women really have post nut clarity? Is that a good
thing? Nah, I don't think women. Nah, women don't have it because women. Nah, most women. Like, I'm good. Like 9% women. When women have sex, it's an emotional attachment. So. They gotta like you. Like they ain't just fuck you. Like they gotta really like you or something like that. So I don't think women have it.
Yeah, it's in the more, you know, they more emotional beings. You know what I'm saying?
I think if we have one of those, that gotta be one of the questions. If we have like a female versus male panel and just go back and forth. Cause you know, there's gonna be that one, hey, yeah, we got posting that clear, we fuck it.
Man, bullshit, guys.
Some of them don't give a damn, but for the most part, man, they be, you know, they a little bit more emotionally connected than we are, man.
We can fuck goddamn like it ain't nothing, but now, like, shit, when the females got to have sex, they like, hey, they like you, they don't lock in with some kind of way in with you, like, they just ain't just for Jago fuck you, like, oh, this just a won't, they ain't gonna hit it, I'm gonna put it like this. I know you see it here. I know what you're saying, Mike. Women talk a good game. Like, I'm going to hit it and quit it. Nah. that emotional attack is going to be there.
Man, hell yeah. Nine times out of ten it is, bro, because I done tried that too. And that'll go back to your whole point of dating, you know, is dating exclusively dead because, you know, sometimes you may take your goddamn it. I don't lost my point, y'all.
Nah,
you
going, Mike?
No, you good. We'll take this out. Go ahead.
But I think what I'm trying to say, like when it comes to sex, sometimes you can be talking to somebody and the other person. I think I'm reiterating the same thing we were saying earlier. That's why I said, like, you talking to somebody and they doing certain things. Let's say they're giving you head. Like, I heard you mention post-nut clarity. You got females who use men for certain things that they may not be getting at home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, end up, like he fucking you better. The other dude, the side nigga, fucking you better, but your husband, your man, he treating you good overall. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You kind of willing to mess up your own home for a nut. So it's like, okay, you giving him post-nut clarity because after you leave, you're going back to the house. But at the same time, you know, is it really worth it? Because, like, when women, you know, for us, we can catch a nut and go about our business. For women, she catching a nut, but she's kind of like catching feelings for him at the same time. It's hard for women to remove they emotions from just like the physical aspect of a person. It's kind of like work hand in hand. You know what I mean?
That is a good question. Do women get it or quit it?
That's a good question. And that's the thing too. Another thing with women too, a dude can hit it. God dang, he can just hit it. He just
fucking. They'll mask it and call it retainer dick.
Yeah,
I've been called that before.
But yeah, right, but they, right.
Yeah, but you know, you already know what it is. They, oh, I got feelings for you. Let them find out you got in there. Well, I met somebody else, and I'm trying to pursue a relationship. So shit, that shit gonna got
right.
explode. Find that shit out.
So they'll fuck around and really like kid. See, they'll fuck around, man, and really try to be with a nigga for real. Like they'll leave their man. And I'm not trying to pick on our women because you know us men, we do our shit too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. If he fucking her right and he treating her right and you know what I mean, like you know, he kind of listening, giving her a listening ear, she'll fuck around and leave her man, you know, and to try to pursue him. And he may have skeletons in his own closet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it started off as a one-night fling, it's just like a hit and quit it. But now yeah. y'all in a full-fledged, toxic-ass relationship. Mm-hmm. You
don't
know?
Let no kids get involved, but that shit gonna show up.
Oh, man.
Toxic term.
Yeah.
But like you said,
and then you gotta be careful too, y'all, because we got monkeypox and HIV.
And that shit crazy. And like this shit crazy. We talking about this is goddamn exclusive dating and relationship dead, because let's be honest, this monkeypox shit is really just an STD. It's an STD. That's really what it is, because it is passed.
I don't know
through.
Who the fuck. Jesus.
Most of it come from, like, if you look at the Georgia Department of Health website, you know, 90% of it's coming from male-on-male penetration. You know what I mean? So, ain't no sex from men. So, you know, yeah, man. So, you know, like, you got to be mindful of that, too, because you may be fucking with a nigga who undercover a little kid.
Yeah.
That is now true. Now you got crowds and monkey pops in your little pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole little goddamn, you know, you got a whole little, you know, pesticide problem.
Yeah, monkeypox ain't crabs, aquarium and a thing you got.
You got too much going on, man. So, yeah, y'all, man, we can't stretch this enough, man. Bro, it ain't never, like, if you got something going, if it's worth, if it ain't domestic or life-threatening or, you know, if it's really ain't risking your mental health and your mental well-being, just try to figure it out, man. Because,
with your person.
Yeah, bro, because, like, us men, bro, like, I may be giving too much. I'm just saying like this. I ain't put too much out. But I know what I see a lot of women do. They'll meet a man, right? And he just want to fuck too, you know? But a lot of times he'll mask it with, you know, being a gentleman, being real nice, and just, you know, giving her a listening ear, doing all that she's supposed to do. So now she's going back to her friends and telling her friends, but, oh, he nice, he sweet, he bought me this, he took me out, we had a good time. He seemed like a cool dude. How long you been knowing him for? I met him last week, but he seemed like a good guy. Bitch, you came at the man.
Uh-huh.
You a part of the plot.
Yeah.
He giving himself a 30-day window, goddamn. Within those 30 days, he finna go all in or he gonna be all out, man. So yeah, don't get fooled by the illusion, bro. That's an illusion. That's what that shit is. Like, when you at a tunnel and you see the light, what's that called? When you see the light, but it's really not there.
Yeah, you know what you call an illusion, like they being a Dale's. Damn, well, I know what you. Damn, a mirage.
So you know, don't get caught up in all that either, man. Because most men, you know, that got a little bit of experience with women, we all got it in us. We know how to do it. We know how to play the game. And before you know it, once we don't get what we're gonna get within that allotted amount of time that we gave ourselves, you getting the fuck on too.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
We just want to push it, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. Like, that's why I think I said the last time we recorded, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think me and Russell, we were talking about this one time, too. Like, that's why you never tell the person you trying to pursue what you like and what you don't like. Because that person, if they just there for just to fuck or just to get what they want out, they're going to play that part. Like you said, they're going to play that part to the T. Until they get what they want. Then all of a sudden, you're going to see that they're going to go back to they're going to start living their truth. You're going to wonder why they treating you like bad. They being an asshole or she being a bitch. Because, shit, they don't play their part. Hell, you don't talk. You don't gave them the blueprint. You cannot give up the blueprint.
You done told her. She ain't got nothing to lose at this point.
Mm-mm, so don't.
Yeah, man. You know, so. Man, unfortunately, bro, whether y'all want to admit it or not, man, we all it's a big game, man.
Yeah, it's all
a game. And I hate to say it like that, but it's a game, and in some kind of way, one way or the other, we all play a position in it. Like, we playing chess and checkers, we playing all that shit. Like, you know, like, the type of girl you dealing with, she like a knockoff. You know, like, okay, I'm just going to use her for this. Like, shit, I'm just going to fuck her. And then women, y'all know too, like if he's the type of man that you know you ain't finna get him no ass, but he steady like giving you money and, you know, put him in a friend zone. And you knowing you ain't finna never give him none, but you gonna keep him close because he give you you benefiting from what he doing for you. You playing the game too, so giving out false hope. So it's kind of like dog eat dog, either get eight and fuck me over before I fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what it is. Everybody, you hit it right on the head. That's what everybody is. Everybody, I'm going to get you before you get me. So I'm going to cheat before you cheat. Do what I'm going to do. I'm going to get over on you before you get over on me. That's exactly what's going on for real.
And that's part of the reason, like, nobody trusting nobody. And that's part of the reason why I would say, like, the part that is dead, like, that part of it is dead because we done lost trust in each other and due to past experiences and, you know, being hurt, scorned, whatever you want to call it. So it's like you going into the next situation with that bad luggage and you like, man, fuck you too. Like, you probably just like the other girl I talked to. Yeah. And she probably got hurt too.
That's why I said trust is gone. Most time trust is gone. Because it's like, you don't even got to leave your home finding your potential next victim. Like, shit, if you just out here on some bullshit, like, I just want to fuck a dude, he just wants some sex, or the woman just wants some dude some money. Shit, you just, hey, let me go on one of the apps. I have me somebody by hell in the next 30 minutes, goddamn. That's how easy it is. Like, and that's something too, that's driven to the death of being exclusive. Because, like, shit, you, like we talked about last time, you had to leave. You had to go like 30 minutes or go outside your house to find you somebody that can find you somebody new. But shit, now you just, hey, let me go on here, jump in the inbox and see what I get. Throw my rod out there, see what
I get. Right. let me put my virtual fishing rod out.
Yeah.
You need surprises too. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah,
I'm fine. But I just say this, though. I don't know why people don't play the numbers game. Like, why do fellas don't play the numbers game? Why do men get emotionally upset when they girl leave them? I understand it hurts in the investment, but why you want to go kill the dude over, or kill the girl because she don't want to be with you no more and all this pussy in the world? I just don't get that.
Them be the controlling dudes. Like, I see what you're doing. I don't understand that either.
And that... It kind of dawned on me because I know y'all know Charleston White.
Yeah.
But
when that man said he was talking about trouble, rest in peace, trouble, and he was like, he understand where the man comes from. He said, well, some people say that's sense of, and that man said, you don't dictate my love. I said, that's how some men think. So when they said, you don't dictate my love, I mean, you just got to be aware of who you're dealing with when you just mess with women. Because some women will keep they, that man around who they said, oh, I ain't with him no more. I've been in that situation.
One thing, I'm gonna say we just ain't jumping on women. We're gonna have women on the next segment. But a lot of people nowadays, they gonna keep their baggage. A lot of people wanna start a new situation with baggage. Like say they wanna bring their past to the present. So shit, so that shit confuse things too. Like that's why like you like shit. A lot of times, people they already in love. They got love for somebody. That's why I say sometimes you can't fall in love one time. So the person they love, they always gonna keep around in some aspect. They gonna hide them in plain day sight. Oh, that's just my friend. That's my brother. that's just somebody I work with. Like they'll hide the person they really like in plain goddamn plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight.
yeah, and goddamn have you confused, then that's turned to a whole situation. So you gotta be watching for that too.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a whole fact, man. You gotta be mindful of a little stuff like that, man, because going back to what y'all was saying before with the whole like fatal attraction or men, that's a form of mental illness to me, though, dog. Like, and it's very common. Like, a lot of men are so insecure themselves to the fact that, they so insecure on themselves to where if they do lose their girl to another man or she cheat on them, they like subconsciously, this is my opinion, but subconsciously, I feel like they think that maybe they feel like maybe they can't get another woman or another attractive woman or, you know, or maybe it made them feel less than a man. Like, of course, you're going to be upset. You're going to be angry. You're going to go through all these emotions. But instead of killing them, why would you risk the opportunity to meet another woman, you know what I mean, by killing him or causing harm and putting yourself in being position to be, like, in jail or surrounded by men when you could have just cussed out? If that's just what you need to do, just cuss out. Call every name in the book and go about your business. Give yourself a... Yeah, you can live to see another day as opposed to endangering and putting your freedom and your life on the line, you know. So, man, to do that, bro, I ain't too tough, got respect for him, because I just think that's a form of insecurity, man. Like, my girl, no, if you cheat on me, the first thing coming to my head is, well, shit, man, like, I know I was treating you right, I'm fucking you right, and I'm doing everything right. So you just being greedy and ungrateful, goddammit. So you know what? So you being greedy and ungrateful, you did me a favor. You know what I mean? You doing me a favor, because that means if all it takes is another nigga that got a nice car or he nice looking, and you know, if that's all it takes to kind of get you off your ledge, then I don't need somebody who's that easy to persuade, man. So thank you. I'm going to walk you through the door, goddamn.
I promise.
Amen.
Nah, that's why I said they. If you feel like, well, she was a good woman, or he was a good dude, man, they leave, man. They wasn't good for you. They might be good for nobody else. No. If somebody good for you and love you, they don't leave you. Especially if, like you said, if it ain't no domestic shit or ain't no mental shit going on, that person would not leave you. I don't give a damn. That we always go back, like, you know, we talk about breaks. That's why I said there's no such. How the fuck you gonna take a break? Cause that means you want to leave. If you want to leave, that means you rather pursue something else and not one good enough for you. So, hey.
Nah, you're right. That's a finesse move. That's a finesse move. And hopefully my female fan base, well, not my fan base, but the young ladies that I had previous dealings with, hopefully they don't come across this. Well, if they do, this is all alleged. But that whole break shit, I just tell them I'm taking a break just so I can fuck on somebody else. You know?
I mean, that's basically
facts.
What it is.
Facts.
Yeah, like, because I don't want my conscience. I don't want to cheat on you, so I'm going to trick my mind to say, hey, man, we need to take a break so I can go on and go across the yard. Like, what were you talking about earlier? You know what I'm saying? And that kind of justified the break a little bit. But this is all alleged. This is just for entertainment purposes, y'all. You know?
Hey, that's facts, though. Yeah, man. Hey, you gotta get, cause you can't go in the cloud with a cloud of judge. Like, damn, I ain't even gonna do this shit. I'm in a relationship, but shit, I'm on the break now. So shit, right. So we got that shit. I got him fuck off my head.
Like, you know what, babe? I've been thinking. Like, we done had a perfect, we done had a perfect week of perfect money. I'm like, babe, you know what? We need a break. Why? What happened?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fighting demons.
Hey, right.
I'm fighting demons.
It's deeper than what you understand. You're not gonna quite understand it right now. Liz. Just take a break. Trust me on this one, and let's see where it goes from there, man. You know. Been a lot going on lately. I'm gonna come with a whole little speech, goddamn, just to justify that shit. And 2 weeks later, and they sound selfish too. It's selfish as hell. I know it is. It's selfish as fuck.
I'm just saying, if you can't work it out here and there, how we gonna work it out when you get married? And I was saying, if you want a break, if you need time, take the whole fucking calendar. Take all the time you need, because I'm gonna be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Mike said he ain't going for it.
Oh, no. I done showed it before.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't going for it.
We ain't got to do this.
I ain't going for it.
I mean, you got to think about it. Once you know your worth, because tell, I done went through it all. I done been the simp guy. I done been the player guy. I done been the dude. The only thing I never did, I never cheat on no girl. And that's one thing, because I don't need to, if I'm with you, I'm with you for a reason. I ain't about to cheat on you. So, if I'm with you, I'm with you for a reason. Now, if I'm in these streets, I'm going to be straight up and honest. So, if you're going to say, okay, I think we need a break. Oh, no, you good. Go be with whoever you want to be with. I just go find somebody else. And that's all you got to do. Once a man knows his worth and what he brings to the table, then eventually he's going to come around a woman who's going to treat him like a king he's supposed to be. And when, ladies, it's supposed to be the same for you too.
No, that's a fact. And then, Mike, you a male version of a unicorn, because, like you said, you ain't never cheated. So that just brought up your value right there. That just brought up your value. So ladies, you know, get across Mike. Yeah, right.
I'm taking off the market, though.
He taking out. Oh, well, he's taking out the market then. So his stock done went up. Even higher.
That shit doubled, you know, it.
Yeah, he done went up 50% just off of that. So, ladies, if you come across somebody like that and they single, and they, you know, when the relationship, they monogamous, they believe in being faithful, and they live, most of us believe in it. Sometimes you get, you know, you fall from temptation, but the man got a good track record. So you come across somebody like that, man, you better protect him at all costs. You better do what you got to do to get him.
That escape.
yeah, man. Because a lot of times, yeah, that's a fact. Because a lot of times, man, you know, we promote the narrative like we got to work for the woman, work for the woman, work for the woman. Like, nah, if y'all got a good man, you got to work for him.
You better
too.
Apply that pressure. That shit they like saying, you better apply the pressure. Shit.
Yeah, right. You better apply that pressure. Yeah.
You know, you be like that man who eating that breakfast. he said, I'm taking the kids to check the cheese. I said, like, you did your job.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a fact. Hell, man.
Fall out of here.
That's what I said, but, man, we about to get ready to wrap the first part up, man. Shit. I'm like, always, man, we appreciate our homie Raphael coming on from the Can You Blame Me podcast. Always coming to bless us, always hooking up with ideas and got always showing love, man. Shit, they give me tags and plug.
Man, I appreciate. Well, I just want to say, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I've been rocking with y'all since day one. Shout out to Gen Talk. You are now talking to Gen Talk. I like that shit. I like that shit, man. But yeah, man. Shout out to the whole team, man. Gen Talk, man. Drew, Mike, Trav, the two beautiful young ladies. You know what I'm saying? It is two ladies, right?
One.
Yeah, one. It's all right.
I seen two. Oh, that was a special guest. One of them was a special guest, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along.
That's all good.
But all in all, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you again. It is fun every time. And y'all can follow me at, matter of fact, I'm going to make it easy. We're going to do the old national discount mall route. It's a one-stop shop, man. Y'all just go to CYBMpodcast.com, and that's gonna be your gateway to everything about the brand, man. The podcast, the YouTube, the Instagram, Facebook, my little backstory they put on there for me, you know. So anything that y'all want to know about me and Can You Blame Me, man, just go to CYBMpodcast.com, man. Once again, guys, man, it was fun.
Man, we appreciate y'all all the time, man. I'm glad y'all were able to come through, man. Shit, hey, man.
For sure, man. And we're going to talk off the record, too, man, because we got to find us another elaborate studio to go to, man. We got to figure something out.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man. But, hey, Mike and Trav, man, I'm signing off, man.
All right, man.
All right, man. Take it easy now.
For sure, man. Y'all be safe out here. All
right, you too.
All right, you too.
That was aggressive.
Hold on, let me say for real. I remember before Drew started working with me, he said, why you always talking aggressive? Now you understand.
Yeah, I do.
What did he ask you?
He always asks why I talk so aggressive.
Oh. Why you talk so aggressive?
It's from work.
Oh.
We got you stressed out in.
Oh, man.
We're back. We're talking about, is Exclusively Dating dead? Is it over with? I mean, you just heard part one, part two. Maritza's in the house. We got Groovy Drew back on.
Groovy?
So, how do y'all feel about it? What did y'all take on is being exclusively dating? Is it dead? What's y'all take?
I don't think it's dead. I think it's difficult. Things are like changing. It really just depends on what it is that you want and finding somebody that wants the same things that you want. It's really, I just feel like you got to be open-minded and not try to compare your situation to the next person's situation or try to go off of what people did 50 years ago because life is different. Times are different. So it can work.
Yeah, like you said, like I said, we said earlier in part one, like traditional relationships, I don't think that too much going to work nowadays because we're too modern. Like you can't expect like, say, man, shit, I'm going to put this out there. Like, as a man, shit, you're not going to please everybody 100% in no relationship. So, if you looking to be 100% happy in a relationship, you might well go and hang that shit up right now. Because you're not going to get 100% for nobody. Yeah, let's say Jesus Christ himself.
Like I always say, you got to make your list and prioritize what's important to you. And base it off of that. Because you really won't find the full package of everything you want. But you probably will get like 80% of what you want. And, you know, you just got to put it there what you want. Like, what's important to you. Like,
yeah.
And the whole traditional thing, like, who said what was traditional? That's what the problem is. People going off of what somebody told them this is how it's supposed to be. Do what works for you.
That's the key. You got to do what works
for you. And the person that you with.
So don't follow the blueprint, basically.
Yeah. Shit. You, man, like you said, you got to find your own happiness, though. Like, some people, like we said earlier, like, shit, some people just, the only thing they want is what they see online or what they see on TV or some shit like that. Like, you ain't going to never be happy trying to get that shit though, because a lot of times that shit be a fairy tale. So, shit, you got to find out what worked for you.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up with fairy tales. Motherfuckers want that Disney Channel shit.
Yeah.
Well, when I find somebody that understands me and can deal with how I am as a person, I think it's getting with somebody that don't want to try to change me. If I tell you I'm moody and I like space, don't feel like you can just strong arm me and make me feel like I ain't going to want my space. I'm sitting there. Don't make me walk
through
space.
Oh yeah, like them, like people like that, like hey, I want you this way. Like them people, some of them people like got like mental.
Or I could change your mind and I'm gonna be different from everybody else. Then you probably wanted space when you was with them, but you ain't gonna want no space dealing with me because I'm gonna do all of these. I'm still want to go home.
Yeah. So you gonna got like something different, but a lot of time, man, people. I don't know. To me, does our generation know what we really want? Do we honestly know what we really want? Are we just going by what we just seen, been seen, did, or what we saw on TV or something like that? Do we really know what we want? For as
I think what you want can change. It can change over time, and time can be a minute. It can be an hour. It can be a day. It can be a week. I know with me it can. So what I wanted last week, I might not want that this week. Or I can start dealing with somebody and I can think what they offering me is what I wanted, but nah, this ain't really what I want.
Yeah, they do. People do, mind do changes. And this thing, like, I think the other thing too, like, is it because I don't care who you are, everybody got option now. Everybody got a roster, a potential have a roster. And that has a lot to do with it too, because shit, if you ain't acting right, shit, I'm going. I ain't get on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to post a thirst trap or goddamn say some shit. Hey, you know you're going to get a sponge.
Still a tap trial.
I'm talking about Andrew. How to play. Yeah, all that, man. Like, shit. We just, man, nobody. Hey, that's the thing, too, man. Shit, nobody want to lose a potential roster too, goddamn, because you think this shit might not work out. So shit, it's a get me. I do it. I'm gonna get you before you get me.
Everybody,
well, this is my thing. I want somebody to be open minded with. People say they're big on communication, which I am big on it. So I want somebody to be open minded if I come and say, you know I said this is what I wanted, but can we try this? And like, let's both be open to trying different stuff.
Oh yeah. It's being open-minded, period. Like, see, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, because I still want to stay in a separate house on the first night.
That's the thing, too. Like, we want, with the communication part, like, I see a lot of what be going on, too. You think, a lot of people think communicate, oh, I'm going to tell you what I want and what I want you to do. And if you ain't doing it, that means you can't communicate. Because a lot of time, I'm just...
Yeah. I'm just like, or people will say they dig on communication and see you tell them something that they don't want to hear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Or they tell you something that they think you don't want to hear. And I can just use myself for an example. I had this guy critique me early this morning. And I was like, oh, okay, I appreciate you telling me how you feel. And you always tell me this because you upset. I didn't say that part. I was like, but I appreciate it. Thank you for the communication. And due to that, I'm going to just say, I don't for the next few days.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, hell. So I don't know what I'm going to
say. Now you can't take it. No, I got something to do after I get out of work today, and I'm working late the next couple of days. And, you say I bitch and I moan and I'm unappreciative and all of that. Let me sit at home and reflect on this so I can figure out how to come back. And, let me process what this is. But when I told him, I didn't like the way he cooked for food. He got mad, and that's where it came from, that I was unappreciative, but we communicate.
Yeah.
I don't want you to cook like this again, or the next time I'm just not going to eat it, then you're going to be like, why aren't you eating?
Yeah.
So, it's all about, I think, so people can say they want to communicate, but they want to hear what they want to hear.
Exactly. See, that's going to, and let me expand on this, too. And to be honest, that's why a lot of guys don't communicate with women, because y'all ain't ready to hear the truth. Y'all ain't ready to hear what a man really thinking or really. Because the truth is, sometimes it's not going to be what you want. And then.
Well, I wasn't even mad at him because I can come off as unappreciative.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think. But I show gratitude. Like, when the food was cooked, I was like, thank you. I didn't really want to eat because it was past the time for me to eat. But since it wasn't salad, I was like, okay, I can eat this. But then when I seen the chicken, I was like, why is it so light skin?
Oh, he can't cook. No, I don't blame because he's trying to kill you. So, I don't blame.
He cooked other stuff before, and it was good. And he was like, oh, so you don't eat grilled chicken, you only eat fried chicken. I was like, nah, I eat grilled chicken, but I need a little line on the soul. I need some toilet to it. I don't know if my stomach started hurting because of the chicken or because of my head thinking like the chicken.
That man, if it take you
that's
out,
that's what I was like. My stuff hurt.
He at least marinated,
huh? Yeah.
He at least marinate the shit.
He could.
No.
Shit.
That nigga just sit. He just made chicken.
That's, he seasoned it.
He just don't know how to grill for real.
He ain't cooked it the way I would have cooked. Yeah, he ain't browned it. It was like, I did was like, nah. And the thing is, I did appreciate the experience with him because lately it's been meeting guys that be like, oh, can you cook? I want you to cook this. He ain't even asked till I cook. I told him I ain't have no stove in my kitchen. And so, like, he been cooking. Like, it, I mean, you know, it was working, but I don't want you to grill me no more chicken.
Yeah, from yeah, he probably just don't know how to grill.
My old people know how to cook.
Oh, he an older guy?
Yeah, he like 40.
God damn, what you wrong?
Well, see, I've tried. Now, I usually do older guys. I've tried doing my age thing and it doesn't work. I tried younger. So I just see, like, let me go back older and see how that goes. So it didn't go well either. So maybe I am the problem.
You try speed dating. What you do speed
shut
dating?
Up, Drew. What you say,
Curtis? 40 years old?
What you do speed dating? Will you try that out?
Mm-mm. I'm going to let them keep finding me how they've been doing.
Yeah. But what you think, Drew? It's up for you. We ain't heard from you.
There you have.
Roger.
It ain't really dead. It's just, like I said the first time, like, you got to find somebody who wants the same thing as you want and go from there. But it is hard to find it because everybody just want to chill or fuck. They don't want to go to that next step. So it is hard out here.
Hey, man, y'all got to stop getting these for the blueprint. Stop getting them the blueprint. Let them figure you out. Let them learn you.
I think that works sometimes. I seen a video yesterday, and sometimes in the video it was saying that you do need to tell people stuff that you've been through, because let's just say I don't tell a man about some of the horrible experiences I've had with other men, and then they do something exactly like that person did or something very close to it, and it triggers me, and now I had a whole meltdown, and they don't even understand why.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as I can say that I've healed from it, depending on the type of trauma that it caused, it can have me to have a certain type of reaction. So some stuff you do need to tell people.
Yeah, some stuff.
I'm still going to give people the blueprint because people fail open book all the time.
Hey, still going to get it tough.
Yeah. I mean, I might not go all into detail, but I'm going to tell you certain stuff. And if you can't oblige by it, like, then they let me know early on that, nah, this thing is. If I'm telling you, okay, well, if we're going to do this, we need to go out at least twice a month. And a whole 60 days go by and we ain't went nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
With no legit reason. Like,
and no flowers, no candy, no, not candy, but no flowers.
Especially the flowers, because I'm big on that flower shit. And I don't even want them to, they ain't got to come from the florist. You can go to Publix, you can go to Walmart.
Piggly Wiggly.
Anywhere. Just show them what you're talking about with flowers.
You can take care of
them. Do it.
Oh.
They're going to die.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, answer your question we talked about earlier.
What's that?
What you said about men post nut?
Oh, trauma. Yeah. Hey,
Michael. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Cause what's going on,
man, Mike? All right.
Do-do-do-do. Hey, yo, I'm fresh.
Oh. you go.
Oh, man.
Go, Mike. Ask a question.
Can you hear me? I'm mad.
No.
What's wrong, Michael? Like, what's the problem?
He basically asking you, do women have post nut? What he said? Oh, he got to ask. I forgot how he said. Post nut syndrome, but that's what he said. Do women have post nut syndrome?
What is that?
Basically, in guys, once they be with a woman and they reach their climax, which is a nut, they might don't feel the same way they felt about the woman before the sex had or happened.
Oh, okay. Well, ask some different women because I don't always comment. So, if a guy can make me climax, I'm definitely gonna feel different about them than what I did before we had sex. I really like you now. I probably didn't even like you for real before we had sex, but now I really like you because you're able to do something that's kind of hard to achieve.
Now you hit the nail. You answered that shit exactly how we said earlier. Like women cannot do that shit. Like women can't do it.
Say what?
She said,
but I can have sex with somebody and then it'd be like, oh, the sex is good, but I don't really care if we talk again. But if you can get me the climax, oh yeah, I like you because I don't always get climax.
She asked, her answer was just like we expected.
And I can give a blueprint on how to get me to climax. Let's hear them damn follow the belt. But you know.
No, niggas, some nigga ego though. You can't tell niggas like, hey, my ego. You gonna tell me I've been doing this. Be aggressive.
How the fuck you gonna tell me?
Yeah, promise.
The thing is, I'd be like, I hate for a dude to come with all the bragging and say, I'm gonna do this when I fuck you, and da 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 da. And I'm gonna be sitting there like, oh, I ain't even gonna come from because I don't come off of intercourse. Like, you just gonna be doing all of that, and so it ain't even working for me.
So it's more of a vibe type thing.
No, it's more of I come off as clitoris stimulation, so stimulate my clit. It's more of that.
But some women overstimulate their shit, and then when it goes numb and shit, then they looking at you crazy. Because there was one time I was messing with one girl. I just looked at her, I said, I don't think we're sexually compatible, right in the middle of the shit.
And sometimes that can be the case. Like you can get along with somebody, and y'all can have like a great vibe, but y'all ain't got no sexual chemistry.
Yeah, that's all.
That's
a waste of a nut.
Well, that's why I don't believe in wait 90 days. When people say they wait 90 days to have sex, I cannot. You are not about to waste my time. I really like you, and then we have sex, and it's like, yeah, I probably could keep dealing with it, but. Yeah.
No, first time. Like, what about the first time? Be like a trial error. So, shit.
Yep.
Nah, you got to show the fuck out the first time.
Man, ain't nobody.
Show out the first time, then be like, I'm trying one more time. I'm gonna ask you
I
like,
told you gonna try again, though. Wrong?
Yeah, I might. Were you nervous? Like, were you scared? Like, what was going on?
I don't know. But yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, one girl had to tell me how to eat her out, and I did it the next time. That one, I fucked up. She's going to fell in love.
Gave her that blueprint.
Stop
getting the blueprint, stop. He said he tapped the girl out. She told him what she liked, and he followed the blueprint, and she went crazy, though.
She went crazy because she knew what she wanted.
It's
better for her to go crazy than to deal with you and then go let somebody else do what she want to do. Want done. Because then you're mad because that's what she done.
I reckon. Maybe too soon.
This whole conversation done turned. So.
We gotta get back on that.
Leave it on here.
But this part of the reason why people are not exclusive no more because, hey, sex. Because, like, say for instance, if a dude, like, a dude's main motivation to have most of women is because somebody, most of the time with dudes, it'd be you see something you like and you want to have sex with them. A dude, sometimes, unless a dude just talk to you constantly, it's not hard level. Oh, man, she got a good vibe. If a nigga tell you shit, if he just see you, see a picture of you and jump your inbox and say, man, you look like you got a good vibe. Nah, that nigga want to fuck. How the hell you know you got a good vibe?
Well, I mean, physical attraction. But I feel like this is the same thing with females too. Physical attraction is always going to be the first role in the first part of things.
Yeah.
Because you got to look at somebody and be like, oh, like you said, it got to be something that you like about. Now, I've experimented and looked at, been asked out and stuff and went through and looked at their pictures and stuff and was like, let me see if I can make this work. It's like, oh, you really cute with a hat on, but these pictures with that big hat on,
look like a Ninja Turtle. And I
know when we don't too much hat on, so how would make that work? But that was pretty shallow.
Hey, man, say Mr. Marcus.
But I mean, like, the physical attraction is always going to be the thing that people lead with. And then once you have a conversation and then you be around that person, then it'd be, oh, dang, you look good and you got a dope-ass vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, once you get with the conversation going, y'all like, damn, they got a good-ass vibe.
But at this point in life, I feel if an ugly man treat me right, I might just have to make it work.
What makes him ugly?
You know. I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna break it down. I be saying this a lot.
See how I look when he said this.
Yeah. Let me break this down. I don't give a damn. I do know he ugly. But you can be ugly and you got that it factor. If you got that it factor, shit, you can pull some shit off. Now you can't be ugly and dull. Cause you already know.
You gotta have a dope ass vibe, and you gotta come with something strong as fuck when you ugly.
That's what they said. You gotta have a however. That's what they said with Notorious B.I.G. He said, "Black and ugly is up, but however, he's Gucci down to the socks." So you gotta have a backup plan.
Shut up. But it's like with females. A lot of females that are ugly, they usually probably got like some nice going on their body. Mm-hmm. But some ugly females, like, they be ugly, they ain't got nobody, and they got a bad attitude. Like, you got to pick
them. Them be them, buddy. Like you said, them one with them nasty attitude. Like, hey, man, shit, hey.
But, like, how y'all say men know they ugly? I be wondering sometimes, do women know they ugly? Like,
okay, you know why? Niggas. Because niggas will fuck anything. That why they don't know they ugly, because niggas don't care. I don't give a damn how she look. What going on with her? I ain't gonna say a nigga. It's about 10 niggas that will smash. I don't care what nobody say.
But getting hit does not correlate to looking good, because niggas will hit anything.
Yeah, but you see a lot of these women be on Bradway shit. I know I got all these niggas in my inbox. I'm pretty sure because niggas want to fuck. Shit.
Looks aren't everything.
They aren't. But it makes the situation a little better.
Damn.
Yeah.
It makes the situation better. Goddamn. Yeah, looks ain't everything, but goddamn, nobody don't want to. You gonna want somebody you can take a decent picture with. If you fuck.
Damn, so I do, because if I cannot take a picture with you.
To me, it's simple stuff men can do to attract a female. Groom yourself. Make sure you got a haircut. Make sure you shave. Make sure you dress nice and neat. Like, simple shit.
And
like,
just smell good.
Like, shit. It don't take too much. Shit. Women outnumber men by a lot. So if you can check off those three things, the basics, you can, somebody gonna bite. It might not be who you want.
I might have an extra man.
Yeah. Oh, a bite.
Yeah.
What?
That thing though, man. Yeah. Like shit. And see, and this goes back to the topic. Like even ugly people got options. So hey. Shit.
Yeah. Shit. It's all good.
Well, I think I got height requirements at this point.
Damn.
I got light headed.
So she got height requirements.
Height requirements. What, 6 feet and up?
She said
6'5
last time.
I like 6'5. 6'5 is a very rounded number. What's that boy? 6'5 or 6'4? Yeah, I mean, 6 foot will work. You know, 6'2. The 6'4, 6'5 range is like amazing.
He's 5'2, he treats you good, though. Huh? He's 5'2, but he treats you good.
I can't get with it.
Damn.
Some tall niggas cheap.
You say all tall niggas cheap.
Nah, the first tall person I experienced made me like tall people. I went short after going tall, but if I gotta have a preference, no, like, yeah, I need you to be at least 6'2".
Two.
I'm taller than most females though, so it's gonna be weird. I'm like 5'6". So I don't like being with a dude that 5'10". Then I don't feel right.
Lord.
I can't tell you what to do. You got your own purpose. I'm just a bitch.
Man, you say he's tired of shit.
Did I miss something?
He said he can't tell
you. You tall ass nigga?
He said he can't tell you what to do, but he said he tired of this shit.
Why? And this is another reason why I like Tommy. See, I got this thing where, like, I like to sit on a dude's left and straddle him and just, like, sit like that for whatever reason, just sit and have a conversation. You can't do that shit with no short person.
So you using the
tall nigga? I'm trying.
What, Drew? You using the tall nigga for what you want?
Of course. The
In the conversation.
You can do the same thing with shortness.
It's not gonna feel right.
She said she tried it.
Hey, you gotta use your imagination.
Hey man, we don't discriminate people for their
preferences. She's talking straight up in his face.
Okay. Whatever.
This is not.
That's one of my boxes that have a high priority, like the height thing.
The height.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everybody got their own preference.
Yeah, everybody got a preference though. So shit, that's like.
Mm-hmm. And don't settle.
See, that's the thing. Don't settle, but be humble.
Yeah, don't settle, be humble, and please don't come at me with more baggage than what I got.
That's going to my next question, right? So, like, we're in 2022, right? We're saying dating is exclusive dating is on life support. But thing is, a lot of people do come with baggage because a lot of people will move on, but their heart still be with someone else, or a guy, and they still talking to people from their past. So they bringing all that into this new situation. They bring their past to their future.
Well, see, let me interrupt you. Once we have that conversation to say, hey, we're going to make this official. We in a relationship. This is exclusive. I'm going to cut all them past people off, unless it's a reason that I got to talk to them. Like, if something going on and it's a legit reason why I got to talk to them, but just checking in on them, say, hey, how you doing? Like, I'm going to end it. But, like, if we're going making a business move or something like that, and it's a profitable thing, you know, some shit like that, then y'all gonna talk to him. But I can cut people off in my face.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to, though. Like, you can't keep
that. But at this point in life, I'm not exclusive with anybody. I'm not on the track of being exclusive with anybody. So, yeah.
I hear that, niggas.
I'm carrying on a few conversations.
Hear that?
You heard that?
So, yeah. You have to make that decision. Like, ain't nothing wrong with being cordial with people that was in your past. And that doesn't mean, like, if I see you out, I can say, hey, how you doing? But we ain't got to still keep communicating. There's no reason why if I'm in a relationship, I should randomly text some dude I used to fuck with on Wednesday and say, how your mom and your grandmother are doing?
Yeah.
For what? Like, no. I ain't telling you happy birthday. Don't tell me happy birthday. Like,
it gotta be, you gotta have boundaries. See, a lot of times nowadays people don't have boundaries with people from their past or goddamn. Even like, you know, we discussed like the baby mom, baby dad situation. Like, you gotta create those boundaries. Cause if you don't, if you like, that's like you leave your door partially open. As long as somebody on the outside trying to get in, they see that door open, they gonna come to that door every day. I don't give a damn until it open. So that's why sometimes you gotta shut that door. When it's time to move on and shit. Like, hey, man, hey, I don't care if nobody say, it's hard to be friends with your ex. That shit, like, hey.
That door, look, once that door's even halfway, you're gonna put my foot in there.
Oh, no!
I'm an ex that's easy to be friends with.
Yeah, you can, but I don't know, man.
I'm gonna give you all the great advice about what's going on in your relationship. I'm gonna have to make it work. Because what you can't come back to is.
So I got another question. Like, see, we're on the topic. So do people spin the block or pump the brakes?
Meaning, you say you're going to go back if you had the option?
Yeah.
No. Depends on how it ended. Yeah, it depends. If it was a mutual thing, you could spin the block. If it was some toxic ass shit and it wasn't good for your health and then stress you out, nah, you'd be pumping the brakes. Just cut it off.
I used to always say it was this one dude, if I could try again with him, I would. And we tried and it was horrible.
How tall was he?
What did he say?
He said, how tall was he?
He was 6'4", 6'5". He was my first tall one, Drew. But the thing is,
I'm about to go. I can't even get mad at you.
I ain't gonna say it was horrible. I just think it was a lot of damage that was done when stuff ended. And both of us had either grew and changed in certain ways from where we were 2 years ago, or we still had some of the same stuff going on that we had going on 2 years ago.
Sometimes, like, the timing don't be right. Like, you can find, like, you can find a time, love your life at the wrong time in your life, like, because that shit can throw it off, you know what I'm saying? You know, this my person, but shit, just timing right. I know I gotta get my shit together, I gotta work on something for me, but shit, but you my person, but I don't want to string you along. Cause if it like that, how shit turned toxic too. Like shit, you know, and growth don't happen because y'all just at the wrong time meet each other at the wrong time in y'all life. So shit.
And I think I was still holding a grudge too. Like when he came back around, I was still holding on to that. You shouldn't have been that mad about what I did, and you got mad and did this, and like now all of it.
Oh, that tick tack.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I think the main reason why we weren't gonna work at that time was because both of us was on, are you doing this again to get back at me for how stuff went before?
Yeah, see that's the thing. See, pettiness, that go back to communication. Like, hey man, we can't be that tick tack. Somebody got to somebody got to sit down and say, shit, hey, man.
But both of us were saying we was passing and it straight and all of that. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, this might be better try to, like, you know, it.
So you did.
Let me just get her.
So basically, you did it. So you got back at him before he can get back at you.
No get back was ever done. I didn't give my all, and I didn't give much when the opportunity presented itself again.
Oh, I feel you. Now that one of my pet peeves. I want you to get my all. I'm like that. What that Jing Wine song is? That stingy. Yeah, hey. When it become, when
but
it comes
neither one of we weren't calling it a relationship. We were just like, you know, we talking again. We hanging out, and I don't know. I think I just had a lot going on. Yeah, I wonder what he tried again. Let me take some. Let's see.
He was trying to like get the fire fresh.
Running back. But shit, spin a block means spin that block. But and like we, what else we talked about? We talking about applying pressure too.
Why? I mean, you go jackass. I'm talking to somebody drive.
But yeah, man, why does women feel like men should always apply the pressure? Like, hey, man, so men be the prize too now. I can't be applying pressure if you got a rock.
In the world that we live in now, men are the prize. Because if you think about it, a man has to choose a woman.
Yeah.
They ain't just got to, but that's the way it goes. Like, is how many women you know that shot they shot and got the man that they want?
Hey.
Because women ain't really.
Hey, you own some.
So, here's the thing. A man has to approach me, meaning he has to want me first. And then, okay, yeah, I give him the chance, give him the opportunity and all of that. To get married, in common world, the man initiates it. So it really be like, yeah, I feel like a man is the prize. But what is applying pressure? What am I supposed to do? Like,
approach him.
Yeah,
man, applying
pressure was a man.
Don't let
like,
you want
them. Like, man, shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to think of reasons because we are complicated too. Like, that show,
I take that back. I applied pressure with the short term relationship I was just in. We had a conversation. This man told me in the beginning, he was like, I got insecurities, da 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 da, blah, blah, blah. Okay, every morning I wake up, good morning, handsome. How did you sleep? Periodically throughout the day, how your day going, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
All that shit that a man usually do with a woman, like, I'm doing this, I'm trying to reassure you because you done told me you got this issue, but this shit didn't work out. But that doesn't mean that I won't do the same thing with the next person. I used to be stuck in that whole thing of, oh, you gotta text me first. But I mean, if I wake up and I see you and text me, then shoot, good morning.
Yeah.
Even if I know you probably been woke for 2 hours.
Hey, like, I see that shit you post. Like, I know a lot of time I don't text because I don't be in the mood to talk right off then, goddamn. Like, hey, look, hey, ain't no hard feelings or nothing like that. Sometimes I just be in my own
I'm
world.
Not a morning either. So this was always my thing. Like, depending on where I was working at and how far of a drive I had. Like, before I started working from home, I was working in Valley, so I had to be to work at 8. So, yeah, I'm getting up at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm not expecting nobody to text me at that time. But by the time I get to work, do all my morning stuff, and I'm done doing everything I got to do for the morning at, like, 10, I initiate a conversation with you because I got time where I can text you back now. So, yeah, if you ain't said nothing, then I'm going to say good morning, but I ain't going to have no attitude if you ain't said it. But me, a couple of years ago, I was like, damn, so you just ain't going to say nothing? But it's all about growth and communication.
Yeah, it's all about that.
Yeah.
It's all about growth and communication. Then we got to start doing like, not like, back to communication is not what you want to hear. It's a mutual conversation that and comprehension, not what the man want to hear or not what the woman want to hear. That's not a communication. That's
okay, Trev, I'm going to take that and apply it to life.
Yeah, take that and apply it. Shit. Like, I know.
Let me send out some apologies and stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry, you did communicate well. It wasn't what I wanted to hear. I received what you said, but I still did not want to be bothered.
Because I see that shit a lot. Like, he just can't communicate. But what was the problem? Well, I told him this, and this, and he said this and this, and now he can't communicate. So that you were dictating.
Well, this man told me communication would be at him, and then I said something one day. We were talking about something, and he asked me the same thing again a couple of days later, and I was like, I don't really like repeat myself. I just told you that the other day.
Sound like Drew then.
I'm not gonna remember everything you tell me. So how is communication be you, but you're not gonna remember everything that I say? I don't want you to remember everything that I say. But you need to remember what you said too. You don't remember asking me this? What's the point of communicating if you're not gonna comprehend?
Yeah, comprehend. Yeah, see, that's important too. Comprehending and knowing how to talk to people. Like, just because they ain't doing what you want them to do doesn't mean they can't communicate. So those are key points. Yeah, a lot of people. Because sometimes you be talking to some people like they should be like womp womp womp. They might be listening to that shit like that. They ain't playing shit. None of you saying.
Yeah, that shows what the type of person you're dealing with.
Yeah. We got like, I don't know. I think it just all might be all. Is it all generation? I think we just.
Wow, people stupid too.
Yeah. But
history repeats itself.
Yeah.
So.
Social media. They ain't having many options we have now. Like, man, like.
No, because they actually went out and met people. I feel like I don't have to find my door because I don't go nowhere.
Yeah, but shit, you don't gotta go nowhere now, though. For real, to be honest, you really don't have to leave.
Yeah, that time Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah, it just, man, people just find somebody you want and find somebody you want to build with. Like, shit, that's his thing. Like, sit your ass down. I already got monkeypox and COVID, all this shit. Sit down, hey.
Niggas are scared. They scared, man. Everybody scared to get hurt.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Everybody scared to put all their energy into some person, and then it turns out not what they want to be, so they get hurt. Everybody want to go through that shit, and then they be like, damn, I got to go through the talking phase again.
Yeah.
But fuck it. Live your life.
As a matter of fact, let me redo it. Skirt, run it back. Is exclusive relationship / dating is dead? It's being exclusive in dating and being in a relationship dead. What we going with?
I mean, nowadays, motherfuckers got to stop worrying about what other people got. Everybody will get into a situation with somebody who really cares about them. Go on TikTok, social media, see what other people doing, and see what they got, and see what they lack of. And they just don't want to build from what they got. And so nowadays, motherfuckers don't want to put in the work and effort. They just want to have that now. Let's do this. Let's do this. Build and grow with another. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to take the time out to build the perfect relationship because, like you said, we're in that microwave stage. Everybody wants this shit now. And some people just ain't got the mental capacity to do all this shit.
Well, Michael, the question that he asked was a yes or no question at this point. So it's
I said yes, and then, you know, when you take a test, it says yes, true or false, and explain. That's what I was doing. I apologize if I was taking up time.
I was just messing with you.
I know you was. I was going along with you.
Oh, okay.
All right, what you got, Marissa?
I don't think it's dead. But if you're dealing with me for a few months, it's going to be dead because you're so much of it. It's going to be a whole secret for a good 6 months.
I don't think it's dead, but it definitely on life support. It's got, like I said earlier, it got one leg in and one leg out, man. And the way to change it, like Mike said, shit. Hey, man, ain't shit perfect. So if you ready to lose somebody, if you want to lose your person over 5% or 10%, so you see somebody else what they got, then hey, go ahead on.
Better Kashi and Mike, and Mike hot with
exactly.
And you only got one shot.
Guys, this has been nice. I appreciate y'all for having me again.
All right, anytime. Thank you for joining us again. We're gonna buy you a bottle. What you drink?
Why do people want to buy me a bottle? Send me some money.
Shit, man.
Y'all.
All right, wrap it up, Michael. Then where we at?
All right, we got a PSA announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we got a epidemic of monkeypox running around. I know Gen Talk has always said we're in the jungle, but damn it, sit y'all motherfucking asses down and wash your fucking hands. So, that being said, this has been the Gen Talk podcast. And we're gone. Motherfucker. Oh.